And now we move to one of San Francisco's most rapidly changing neighborhoods, the Mission. Historically, it's been a Latino enclave, but these days it's an area where new businesses pop up regularly, where rents are skyrocketing, where there are so many restaurants on one street that neighbors considered a ban on new eateries. But within this swirling change are some anchors of the old Mission. They can be hard to find, unless you know what to listen for. I've walked by this little place on Valencia called Radio Habana, and I've been so intrigued by the name and the colorful storefront. So for this special radio edition of Cross Currents, we decided to finally find out, what is this place? We sent KALW's Lila Day, who used to live in Havana, to find out.
The inside of Radio Habana looks like a hoarder's paradise, a junk shop, a thrift shop, an art installation. There's a trout hanging from the ceiling with the plastic legs of a brown baby doll. Next to the trout is a pig in a tutu. Next to that, abandoned Barbies. It is chaotic in here. It was meant to be this way. The owners are artists and wanted the space to feel quirky and lived in. Today, the room's filled with people. Percussionists, neighbors, tourists. It feels a bit like a Roomba gathering in Cuba. There's that same constant laughter and that same faint smell of sweat and booze in the air. Percussionist Gustavo Ramos is standing in front of the room, his conga drum near the wall. Ramos tells me that the familiarity that one feels in Cuba with friends and neighbors, well, the only place you find that in San Francisco is Radio Habana. He says the people who come here call each other family. That's why he brings his son, who's sitting at the bar doing his homework. And the music here reflects the African-influenced culture of the country he left in 2009. It's one of the things Ramos misses most. The word rumba means party, but it comes from a serious place, from Cuba's slave barracks back in the late 1800s. It was one of the ways that slaves would express their faith and their struggle. They made music with anything that could make good sound, spoons, boxes, whatever was around. There are plenty of spoons at Radio Havana and plenty of boxes. And after a while, even the blank stare of the upside-down teddy bear feels a little bit comforting.
This is one of the rare places where parents and children can bump into each other on a Friday night and not know, you come here, you come here.
Leila Mansour and her husband, artist Victor Navarrete, opened Radio Havana in 1999, hoping it would be like a gathering in Havana, where neighbors know each other and the music brings people together. And that intimate, familiar feeling is what makes Radio Havana an anchor in a neighborhood where not much else seems to last.
Native San Franciscans tell us that this is the San Francisco that they are afraid is disappearing.
She's seen lots of change in the Mission in the nearly 15 years the club's been open. Lots of rents going up, lots of businesses moving out. Right now, San Francisco is nearly the most expensive rental market in the country, second only to Honolulu. Mansour says that her landlord thinks that Radio Havana is what gives this corner some flavor, and that's why he keeps the rent affordable. As the afternoon goes on, a group of musicians gather in a semicircle. It's time for the rumba to really begin. The song always starts with two sticks, or the clave, which means the key. It's the beat that holds the rhythm. Then it goes into a chant. After about an hour, the room is packed. Everyone crowds around the musicians. Strangers are dancing with each other. Some of them aren't even dancing rumba, just dancing. The sangrias run out. People join in with the chorus, whether they speak Spanish or not. Look around and you'll see signs of the faraway country. The Cuban flag and pictures of national figures like José Martí. Even though nobody's talking politics here right now, it's a reminder that there's a real Radio Havana too. a state-run shortwave radio station in Cuba that broadcasts news about the island.
Esta es Radio Habana, Cuba.
Transmitiendo desde Cuba, territorio libre en América.
For more than 50 years, this Radio Habana has been broadcasting things like speeches by Fidel Castro, criticism of the American embargo, and music and interviews with artists. Though the owners didn't intend it that way, there's a way in which Radio Habana Social Club is a little like that shortwave broadcast radio that comes out of Cuba. They see themselves as broadcasting a message of community. It's not just the music, though that helps evoke the feel of the country. It's not just the food and the fellowship, though that helps too. It's the fact that, like the shortwave Radio Havana, this club is also on a kind of island, surrounded by a lot of rapid change, doing what it does with pride, broadcasting to the masses, hoping that people are listening. From Radio Havana in La Calle Valencia, I'm Lila Day for Cross Currents.